Enjoy the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. Mild, ripe tobaccos for Chesterfields. That means a milder, cooler, better taste for you.
A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
C.
Cooler smoking.
A, B, C.
Always buy Chesterfields. They satisfy.
Smoke free.
While a Chesterfield burns.
Chesterfield presents Arthur Godfrey Time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey Time and all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, Archie Blyer and his orchestra, and Arthur's special guest, Estelaita Diaz. And now, here's that man himself. Author, buy him by the New Year's carton, Godfrey.
Well, welcome back to Arthur Godfrey Time, Tony.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Took you quite a time to get here, didn't it?
Yeah, a little slow on the Long Island, you know.
When you told me you lived on that island, I didn't know you meant Hawaii. I'm only kidding, though. We really missed you yesterday, Tony.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
CBS has a lot of announcers, you know. But none of them wear such elegant hair oil as Tony. It smells so delicious. It's wonderful. What's the name of it? Eau de Schmo, ain't it?
Yes.
Lovely. Well, this is Godfrey in New York, the silent city. Except in the back seat of my cab. If you see a cab going down the street, you fellow New Yorkers, there's a big blue streak behind it. That's the one I just got out of. Brother, with all the snow on the streets and hardly any traffic, you know. It's been so quiet here at night, I think I'm still on the farm, I do sometimes. This morning I woke up and in my suite over at the Lexington Hotel and I stumbled over to the dresser and started washing my face in the goldfish bowl. You have to sit there a little bit and sort of see that picture, you know. You city slickers wouldn't know what I meant. But anyway, coming back to the city, it always confuses me after a few days on the farm with my chickens and cows. One time I got back here and I met a vice president in the hall, and when he stuck out his hand to greet me, instead of grabbing his hand, I took all of his thumb, you know. Well, these are very busy days. Christmas and right after that, New Year's. And you're buying them by the New Year's carton now, huh? Archie was complaining to me this morning. He says, you no sooner finish hauling home Christmas bundles and New Year's comes along and you go out and get loaded again. I know you're all planning to make some New Year's resolutions, aren't you? And you want them to be good ones. They gotta be, after all. They gotta last all through January. Now, let's see. I've been looking for some suggestions, and I found a good one for husbands. Men, this year, resolve to be more glamorous. This advice comes from Danu Edmund, a New York beauty expert. He says true glamour must begin before breakfast. And here's what he suggested you do. Quit letting the wife see you when you first turn off the alarm and you stand there yawning and clapping your jaws and scratching. Instead, he says, sneak to the bathroom quietly and shave, comb your hair, get into a fancy dressing gown, see, and then come back and wake your wife. That's the way to do it. This, he says, will be a very thrilling moment. Like a Prince Charming rousing a pretty princess out of her sleep. I don't know. With those pin curls and all that cold cream, it's more like backing the Queen Mary out of her berth, ain't it? What's with your pants? They're short there, Tony. How come? New look, huh? New look?
That's a new look. I got very fancy socks on today, Arthur.
Oh, I see. It's all right, though. The women in the audience still give him that old look. Jeanette, you always look wonderful in the morning. Do you look that good when you first wake up, honey? Tell the truth now, do you?
I will tell the truth. I do pin my hair up just as anybody else does, but I usually put a little fluffy something around my head, and I clean my face, too.
That's an unusual thing. It's unusual.
But I don't like to scare myself when I get up in the morning either. Why
That's the horrible thing. I had him take the mirror down off the bathroom door. I used to walk to that and go, "Ah!" How about that tune Lee Irwin wrote there? You just recorded it for Columbia. When's that going to be released?
Well, I think the latter part of this month.
Just a couple of days.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I was thinking this was January. I was rushing New Year.
Oh, when did you have this party here? You thought it was... That's right. Pine Bluff did that to her. Okay, there ought to be a society.
There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me. There ought to be a society for the extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me. When you beat up a dog or a cat, you go to jail for the maximum penalty. They got protection laws for the dumb animals, but nobody cares about me when I get beat. So I repeat, there ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me. When you go for a walk in the zoo, you never try for to beat up a chimpanzee. They got the iron cage and a keeper to boot. The monkey is better than me. He grinned at me, and he agreed.
There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers. Yes, poor unfortunate lovers. Oh, poor unfortunate lovers.
When you go to the lake for the fish, the law allow you a maximum quantity. They got the warden there for to protect the fish, but wardens don't care about me. Nobody cares, so I declare there ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers.
Yes, poor unfortunate lovers.
For poor unfortunate lovers like me. Poor me.
Oh, that's nice going, Jeanette. That was Jeanette Davis singing There Ought to Be a Society, written by the organist Lee Irwin. Lee Irwin. I never can get over the way Lee Irwin gets around on that thing. Have you ever watched him there while he's playing that organ? He kicks the pedals with his feet and plays melody and chords with his hands. And when he plays a rumba, he clicks his teeth like castanets. He's so used to doing a lot of things at once, he tried to get the diaper concession at the Star Club one time. And now go. And that lovely, forlorn, very lonesome voice you heard at near the end of the tune was Cy Schaefer, who is the stout member of the Too Fat Trio. I hope all you people around New York and vicinity saw the weather report for today. More snow. Followed by street cleaners and cussing and The weatherman claims it won't snow much this time. Only about 1 or 2 inches. Well, figuring that in the light of his Friday prediction. See, he said slight snow flurry Friday, didn't he? Well, by Friday, we'll be up to here again in flurries, I guess. Friday's snow is still tying things up here. Did you see, a couple got married in Manhattan yesterday, but the streets were so clogged up they had to leave for their wedding trip on the subway. I don't know how many kissed the bride, but I'll bet you about 500 squeezed her there. Huh? The reports are still coming in on things that happened in and around New York during this big snow. Some of the things are going on yet. For instance, there was a cocktail party out in Westchester, started last Friday afternoon. Yesterday's paper said, for all anybody knows, it's still going on. At least the guests are still stranded out there, high and dry. I mean high, then dry, that's what I mean. Well, now these, I hope they have plenty of Chesterfields, that's all I hope. We're going into this New Year's carton deal now, huh, Tony? Well, did you all get a carton of Chesterfields for Christmas, I hope? It's about gone by now, isn't it? That's the way it is with life, you know. You buy yourself a carton of this, and pretty soon you got to buy another carton, because it's New Year's. And you found out now how they satisfy, haven't you? They do, because they are the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, the mild, ripe tobaccos that satisfy. They are so mild. You try them now and see. Get yourself a carton for New Year's. Now, were we speaking of odors? Yeah, we were a while ago. We were thinking of your hair oil there, Tony. Two scientists, this is very good here, this is very interesting. Two scientists from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Cambridge, isn't that where Harvard is? Yeah, I believe it is. Anyhow, they have succeeded for the first time in cataloging more than 500 smells. Now, these odors are separated into four groups. Four distinct groups, that is. The groups are fragrance, as in flowers, acidity, as of vinegar or camphor, burntness, as in tar, and caprylicness. That's the odor of such animals as goats and dogs. Caprylicness. Of course, for the non-scientific person, these groups can be classified as ah, and ugh, and tisk, 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 and phew, you know. Well, every smell in the world has a little of each of these four kinds, see? And can be described. That's what makes them smell. You got to have a little phew, you know. It can be described by a four-digit number, each one of these things, see? Each number represents the strength of each type of scent. The higher the number, the stronger the odor. Now, the fact that this number that I'm about to sing is in six figures is a mere coincidence. This is a tune that Archie and the boys and I recorded the other day for Columbia. Let me see if you like it. It's an old-timer. I heard a fella complain, the women don't treat me right. There are girls who kiss, there are girls who don't, but the ones I get are the ones who won't. Oh, gee, they give me a pain, I'm getting to hate their side. 'Cause when I give them a good evening, they give me a good night. I've got those taken to the door. That's all there is. There ain't no more blue. I always take them to shows. I buy them cologne, hair nylon hose, and a taxi back home. But when they say, There ain't no more. Brother, those are words that really make me sore. I got those, don't you hold me tight. Oh, call me up some other night. Blue. A little hug and a kiss that they'd never miss, they refuse. What can they lose? Some fellas get more with coffee and cake than I get with champagne and porterhouse steak. I got those. Take them to the door. What are you waiting for? That's all there is. There ain't no more blue. I've got those. Take them to the door. That's all there is. There ain't no more blues. I read a lot of good books. I did. I play the guitar. Ain't bad on looks, according to Ma. I got good marks in Sunday school. But I'm just a dummy in a vestibule. I got those, don't you try to squeeze. What are your intentions, please? Blues. A little pinch on the arm that couldn't do harm, they refuse. They say they bruise. I took a girl home a 3:15. She said, you're just like a brother to me. I got those, take them to the door. Well, what are you waiting for? That's all there is, there ain't no more blues. Don't think it ain't been charming. That's all there is, there ain't no more blues. Thank you. Light you up at Chesterfield here while I tell you something about smells again. Did you, everybody seems to be interested in smells for some reason. Did you read about the performance of Oklahoma over in Hershey, Pennsylvania? That's a wonderful town. That's where they make that chocolate, you know. You fly over the doggone town and you can smell those Hershey bars upstairs. But anyway, according to the UP, everything went along as usual during this performance of Oklahoma until they reached the scene where the hero... That would be Curly, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's been so long since I saw Oklahoma, he's probably baldy now. But anyway, the hero's upset about something that somebody said or did. And all of a sudden, he whips out his hand and he says, hand me a gun, I'll go and shoot the skunk. See? And he grabs the gun and he goes. Well, at that moment, the other night in Hershey, a car passed the theater outside and sideswiped a real, live, honest-to-goodness skunk, see? Scaring it out of its senses and vice versa. And the theater's air conditioning unit took over from there, see? And the audience knew that Curly wasn't kidding. Well, an Englishman in the audience remarked as he sort of dashed for the door, realistic, isn't it, old boy? Brother... I have an industrial note. The United States leads the world in milk production, while Argentina is the foremost producer of beef. Well, South America may raise more meat, but in milk production, you can't beat the Yanks, can you? I have a little girl who won our Lipton Talent Scout show last night, and Chesterfield and I are very proud to bring her here for you. Want you to meet the little lady from Cuba who walked off with first prize last night on our Talent Scout show. Her name is, she's got a lovely voice and she's a very pretty girl, and her name is Estrellita Diaz. Estrellita Diaz. I'm not so good at Spanish, señorita, but that name of yours, Estrellita, doesn't that mean star?
That's right. And, it means little star.
Little star.
Uh-huh.
And Diaz, that sounds like day, is that right?
That's right.
Heavenly day. Or am I wrong? Well, anyway... You sang a very lovely song for us last night. Will you do it again?
Of course.
Thank you.
Love
over the throne. You'll see what was this, so pretty as my best, or I'll sleep in town.
Estreguita Diaz. Oh, it must be wonderful to be able to let off steam like that, huh? Gee whiz, that'll let off all your frustrations. The engineers are going a little nuts in there. I forgot about that. We'll have you again with us for Chesterfield tomorrow, Estreguita, eh? So until tomorrow, how do you say in Spanish?
Mañana.
Mañana. How do they say when they mean until tomorrow? How do they say that?
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana, okay.
That's right.
Well, a hasty banana to you, too. Right? you remember a few weeks ago I explained how to order a meal on the menu in French, remember, over at Le Pavillon, that lovely place over here on 55th Street. You get all you want to eat for $40, you know that. Well, oh, it's wonderful. It seemed to go over pretty big, especially with the boys in Archie's band here. Princess Lee Irwin went right out and to a French restaurant and he ordered a crepe Suzette. And he said he didn't care so much for the crepe, but Suzette was cute. So I decided to interpret a little more French. You know, I studied French in the Paris in France, you know. Nicole de Paris, he taught me my French. Nikki. You know Madame Nikki? Ooh la la, ooh, ooh. Well, you see, there are other things besides eating that you can do in French. Here are some typical French expressions and their English meanings as interpreted by Monsieur Le Godfrey. For instance, Côte d'Azur. That means a blue serge suit. Côte d'Azur. Coupe de grâce, that means mow the lawn. We're going to have a French lesson here every once in a while. Now, Chateaubriand, that means your hat's on fire. And when you walk into a French pub, you say to the bartender, you say, passe de deux, passe de deux. You know what that means? It means hand me a beer. Passe de deux. Right? Then there's that other great expression, Le Chesterfield. I'm sure you've often heard the French say, chaise le Chesterfield. You've heard them say that. Il est très satisfaction, you know. No, they lay très satisfactory. El satisfy, something, I forget. I must go get my... The next lesson hasn't come from ICS, has it? Can I have the next lesson? I know. The Mariners are going to sing the next lesson for us. Theirs is a musical song in French called the Meet Moi in Saint-Louis, Saint-Louis.
Now Louis came home to the flat. He hung up his coat and his hat. He looked all around, but no wifey he found. So he said,
where can Flossie be at?
A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It said,
Louis, dear, it's too slow for me here. So I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there.
We will dance the hoochie-hoochie. I will be your Tootsie-Wootsie.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
The dresses that hung in the hall were gone. She had taken them all. She took all his rings and the rest of his things.
The picture he missed from the wall.
What moving, the janitor said. Your rent is paid 3 months ahead.
What good is a flat? Said poor Louis, read that. And the janitor smiled as he read. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Lights are shining any place but there.
We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your Tootsie-Wootsie.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
I hope you folks noticed how difficult the piano accompaniment was for that. They had to move Lee Irwin over from the organ while the Count held the music for Lee. Oh, fine. Do you know what I heard this morning? San Francisco is planning to have a snowstorm today. A blizzard, no less. They're going to try to make it out of dry ice. I wonder if there's anything San Francisco won't do to try to be like New York, for heaven's sake. San Franciscans, attention San Franciscans, you wishing to attend a blizzard, you'll find it at the corner of Stanion Street and Golden Gate Park. And if those of you who go can dig up an overcoat and gloves someplace, it'll make your blizzard pictures look a lot better. We'll get them in the mirror here, I suppose, when he comes out. Did you folks happen to see our flurry pictures, did you? Were they published in the San Francisco paper? This blizzard in San Francisco is really going to be something. They have a storm out there, you know, about as often as John Reed King has laryngitis. Gosh, is it time to go already? Well, don't forget now, one of your New Year's resolutions is going to be a carton of Chesterfields once a week for you. Those mild, wonderful cigarettes that satisfy. They're always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking Chesterfields. Be the good Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Godfrey saying bye-bye on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.